Auckland Council's pulled the pin on its membership of Local Government New Zealand, to the horror of some councillors. Mayor Wayne Brown had the casting vote after councillors were evenly split on the issue. It'll free up $400,000 from the council's balance sheet, but it still has to find $295 million of savings. And there is a fierce fight on to save certain services from the chopping block. Finn Blackwell reports.
It's grim. I think you've probably got that, but just in case anyone felt that it wasn't grim, it is.
Grim. Mayor Wayne Brown's response to the balance sheet for the City of Sales.
We have the record lowest house sales activities for many years and the record high external deficit.
In a bid to cut some costs, the council will resign as a member of Local Government NZ. It costs about $400,000 a year, and the body represents and advocates for local councils' interests as a whole. There was debate between councillors of the pros and cons for staying or leaving, with the final decision coming down to 10 voting for and 10 against. Mayor Brown struck the final nail in the coffin, passing the motion, much to the chagrin of councillors like Chris Darby.
I can't help but stress enough that our role at Auckland, at Local Government New Zealand, is not all about taking and gaining. It's about contributing. And allowing other territorial authorities to learn from us.
But Councillor Wayne Walker says it makes sense to get out.
Local Government New Zealand has been an absolute laggard as far as climate change is concerned and around, from my perspective, the real issues of our time.
Saving $400,000 is just a drop in the bucket for a council struggling to plug the budget hole. And then there's the huge costs from Cyclone Gabrielle.
I hardly need to remind anyone here that we are in a difficult financial position and are needing to make some hard choices. Every dollar we allocate, we need to ask ourselves, this is the best use of that dollar.
The mayor proposing not only to reopen the emergency relief fund, but also to increase it by $1 million. Another cost.
Is there space in the budget for that?
Not immediately, but I'll find it somewhere or other.
Another of their recovery proposals, a rates remission for those in stickered properties across the city, something Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson was keen to see happen.
Can you give me assurance that if this passes, it is a very easy option for red and yellow stickered property owners to get relief?
The council approved the measures unanimously. Addressing councillors, its chief economist, Gary Blick, said the council has had to rethink where it spends its money in the wake of Cyclone Gabrielle.
What's really going on is a reprioritisation of our resources to repair that damage, both on the infrastructure side and on the privately owned side in terms of buildings, particularly dwellings.
The council's under pressure to plug the budget hole, but the proposal for doing that means an end to the likes of the Citizens Advice Bureau, shortening library hours, and reducing some core services. The public has until Tuesday to have their say on that.